integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Julie Newmark, thanks for bringing us in. Dime Star Halo, julienewmarkmusic.com. Are kids who walk to school smarter? I was a busser. I was not a walker. There was three categories of kids when I was growing up in the south side of Chicago. There was the bussers, which we loved because we got to hang out with our mates and do crazy things. There was the walkers who weren't happy because they had to bundle up in winter, load up, and walk. Some of them well over a mile, maybe to a mile and a half. I think a mile was the range. And then there were the kids that nobody liked. The drivers, the ones who parents limoed them up to the door, dropped them off, and they looked absolutely perfectly and shiny and went in. And if you would have asked me, I would have said that the kids that are dropped off would have done the best or the smartest, and that's why you do research. Holly, the walkers do the best in school.
Oh, why do you think that is?
I know. Maybe, I don't know, I'm sharper after I exercise. If I exercise in the morning before I go into the office to see patients, I am more even, my energy is better that day. My adrenal function's higher. I mean, I know medically why. I'm a cortisol creature. I burn that stuff off. It evens my thought processes. I also feel like I've accomplished something when I do it. I don't know why it is with kids other than maybe just the act of walking, the sheer exercise maybe balances brain chemicals and cortisol and makes them better ready to learn. I think it's even more important, Holly, with schools getting rid of physical education now. And now where there's no PE class to run in and to burn that energy off, I think this is even going to become more important as we move forward. Holly, this was in Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine.
Right. Is it great?
It's a good journal. It was done in several countries, which is interesting. 1,700 boys and girls, 13 to 18. It was done in, actually, I'm sorry, it was done in Spain, Granada, Madrid, Murcia, Santander, and a name that's very difficult for me to announce. It was very, very clear. I think it would be even more clear in America where you're having less physical education. We are worried about our kids. We are worried about the vaccines. We are worried about the foods. I have been worried more quietly about the lack of exercise that they are getting in the school system, although I kind of like the fact they don't force kids into exercising because I remember how awkward that was for non-athletic type children to have to wear the outfits. And I was always, even as a kid, I was worried about social stigma for the kids that were last picked for teams and stuff.
Well,
so
sure.
I get mixed on it all. I mean, Holly, it tells us more than what it is. It's, yeah, I want to hear what the thing is.
What one thing is. So, you know, I think in adolescence, the plasticity of the brain is the greatest, okay? That means what can it do? It can be molded. And at that time, you know, what's really interesting paradoxically, because when the plasticity of the brain is greater, do you like how I say that? Plasticity, because it's, you got to get all of those.
That's a big word there.
Yes, it is. You got to get. What makes it, it makes it a very opportune period to stimulate cognitive function, to stimulate brain, you know, function. But paradoxically, adolescence is also, believe it or not, if you think about this, especially in this day and age, is the time of life that seems we start to see the greatest decline in physical activity. And this is even greater in girls. And like I said, you know, as we could have been out, like you and I were doing capture the flag and kick the can and ding dong ditch 'em and paper, you know, toilet papering people's houses. We were all over the place.
That's where we stop right there. There's the line.
Nope,
not crossing.
That was me.
Thank you.
That was me. That was me. That was me.
We're not going to use the words like eggs. We're not going to use like the lighting on things on fire. That's not
right.
That's
you can just use the word juvenile with me because that happened. But so I think this might be something as well. I think the other thing I believe that when you're walking to school, the people, either you're walking alone or you're walking with a few people, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel that then the intimacy of either being self-focused and having your brain and your mind versus the socialness that happens on a bus where you're easily distracted, where then the laws of social rule come into place, and you're thinking about, you know, who sits where and why didn't he sit by me and all of the superficial stuff. I mean, even I think in adolescence, it's important that we use our mind. And I think walking to school, you have more opportunities to be aware of your environment, to be aware of your own feelings. So environment inside and outside.
Yeah, I remember my first year of college, I stayed in Henninger Hall, Western Illinois University, and it was a long walk. It's the first time I ever walked to a classroom. Of course, 8 o'clock physics class. Nice counselor. Never forgive you for that one, by the way. And I remember walking and just hating this walk, especially in winter. But I remember getting there and feeling more relaxed and actually did very, very well in the class. And I vowed then after that I never wanted to take an 8 o'clock class again. But I remember even thinking then that I think a good 10-15 minutes, especially in finals week, where you just sort of walk off that extra energy and anxiety or whatever it is going into your social situations, your classroom academic situations, was beneficial. But the question I have to you, Holly, is now where I live, everybody is now for safety reasons dropping their kids at school. So is there a way to simulate, should we have our kids exercise before going into school to try and take advantage of this? Is there a way we can apply this to our children to make a difference with them? Because I tell you, people are more and more driving their kids to school. They don't trust the buses. They're worried about the drivers. They're doing all that stuff.
It's hard.
What do we do?
It's hard to trust almost anything. I mean, it's so sad out there sometimes when I start to think about. I think that given information like this, where we know that the plasticity of adolescence is there and we can take advantage of that, their brains, by having them be active, whether it's before school or after school, I think we need to start thinking about regular activity. So I think exercise is a strong and connotative word for our adolescents, but I think activity, especially with the, I wouldn't say new, but certainly the onset of the sedentary video game, you know, the thumbs are moving quite a bit, but that's about it.
Well, I'm going to throw a curve at you. Here's what I think we should do. I think we should apply this, and here's how. The Chinese wake up in the morning. They go to work. Before work, they're out there doing Chai Chi for 15 minutes. I think that that you take this study that is vitally important in the guise of kids are less active, exercising less, and we get them out in their room, and we get them outside, and we do 15 to 20 minutes of some form of stretching or exercise to get them moving before they start the day. Look, China does this as a country. They do it, and it's very successful for them. And I think that we apply that, and I think you should look at, first of all, it always kind of starts in more of these private schools and things like that, but then get them out there and just require 10 to 15 minutes of stretching. And basic, it doesn't have to be exercise, but like that Tai Chi movement. Start teaching them to calm their mind. And I know that's hard to enforce, and you can't just unilaterally do that in which form of exercise. But the simple piece of exercise, light exercise, and stretching before going into a work day or a school day needs to be applied. It needs to be applied to get healthy kids that are going to do better in school. This isn't a fluke study. This study is very important when we're in a country that's trying to, frankly, turn around its academics.
That's right. Absolutely. I think it's very, very important. And quite honestly, you know, as you're saying, it might be difficult if you're starting now, but those new parents out there that have infants, think about this as they're growing, because you start these habits early, their lives, both from a cognitive function and from a physical function, are going to be so much more optimal, superior, nourished, because, you know, I have to struggle with my mobility. I have to go out and it's just so painful to even stretch because I started late in life understanding the benefits of it. So I just think that's really important.
Yeah. Are kids who walk to school smarter? No, but they're getting better grades. What does that tell you? Your kids need to exercise, stretch before their day starts, just like we do as adults. We need your kids to stay well so they can go up and be adults that stay well. We've got to get that opportunity to calm their mind, relax, and do it. Exercise before school, whatever fashion it is, you go ahead and do it. And we're going to keep your kids healthy at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.